The last few weeks have been hard for everyone, separated from family, from friends, kids at home, schooling. Maybe you're not working as businesses are closed due to the lockdown. There's that sense of isolation, of loneliness, a bit of helplessness. But one of the amazing things about The Hunter is how willing people are to, even when times are tough, to step up and help people just like you. So how are we seeing this happen through lockdown? Tony Ross is the CEO of the Hunter Volunteer Centre. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Kai. How are you?
Good, thank you. I saw a bit of a Facebook post that you posted on the Hunter Volunteer Centre saying that you have been overwhelmed by the amount of people who are keen to help out. What's been going on?
Well, I think it's one of those constants that we can rely on in a community, whether they'd be times like ours or better times, and that's the sense that people actually... They do want to support their community. They want to step up and volunteer. And for many, they realise that others may not be as fortunate or, you know, maybe suffering a bit more during those times than in history. So I think it's a good thing. It's one of those things you can rely on and smile about, I think.
Did you put the call out, or it's just been people turning to the centre to be like, right, what can we do? How can we help?
No, I think it's usually the process where people raise their hand, they contact us, they register, and they indicate what they'd like to do. And for many, it's just, as you said, it's just that opportunity says, well, you know, I've got some spare time. You know, I'm currently in a whole position with my employment or whatever it might be. And I think, well, maybe now's the time where I could do something to support my community more than I have been in the past.
At the same time, it's kind of hard for volunteers. We saw in lockdown one that things changed a lot. How are you managing lockdown with your volunteers this time around?
Well, I think most, you're right, there's that extra layer of complexity, if that's the word, where people have to make sure they're COVID safe. Some of the normal policy and practices have changed just to make sure that people are safe, not only the volunteer, but no doubt the user of the service and the rest of those staff that are obviously involved in that organisation. So it's just an odd thing, so it's just another layer that we have to be conscious about. But in the broader picture, we have to remember that the people still need assistance. People still love to help others and get a lot of joy and satisfaction out of that.
How are you managing that at the moment? Are you able to keep a lot of what you do still running?
Yeah, I think for us, we're in regular contact with community-based organisations who are indicating to us and saying to us, look, we do need more volunteers. And that could be reasons that, you know, the service has had an increase in its demands, or some of their existing team may not, you know, they want to stay a bit safe. They may want to withdraw and take this time away. And those volunteers then have to be replaced. So there is that constant demand that organisations still need to provide a service, people still need to be assisted within the community. And the gap in the middle are the volunteers, the people who step up and say, look, I'm willing to help.
So as people are registering their interest, how are you able to work out what they can do, where you can put them, how they can help?
Many people indicate when they contact us, they indicate the type of role or the activity they're interested in. And that then allows us to narrow that search down and make a better match to what an organisation wants, to what the person, you know, that they're interested in doing and what they're keen to do. Others will say to us, look, I'm just happy to volunteer and point me in the right direction so I can get busy and I can support those. So it's a combination of both. People that are happy to try and explore a range of things, and others are a little bit more specific on what they particularly want to do.
Is it taking a little bit longer behind the scenes to, you know, get that up and running with COVID?
It's a little bit more because most of our relationship, our contact now is over the phone.
Of course.
And that kind of, it doesn't quite give you, as we could all imagine, doesn't quite have the same, you know, relationship when we can talk to somebody and we can explore a few other options. But getting people in, talking to them over the phone, we're still able to identify what they'd like to do and things like where they live, so they're not having to travel across town or long distances, and that allows them then to, you know, support their local community or a community just, you know, a short distance away.
Are you always looking for people to help out?
Always. Always. Can I say that's never a demand that's ever extinguished.
You'll never turn anyone away, Tony?
It's a little bit like breathing. We'll never turn anybody away. And organisations always need, you know, helping hands from those that are doing the day-to-day activities to those volunteers that are in the boardroom right through. And then, of course, the flip side of that, if you've got people that want to experience, they want to try something different, they want to apply it, learn knowledge. So there's always that wonderful, I suppose, point where you've got a demand that will never be exhausted, and hopefully a supply in the sense of volunteers, people stepping up, that again will just match that. So it's a wonderful thing, and I have to say volunteers are probably, from my experience in a whole raft of different industries, are some of the happiest people in the world. They've always got a smile on their face.
It is. There's definitely benefits for everyone involved when you can give even just an hour, you know, a month or whatever. Whatever you can give to give back to someone else is an absolute joy. Best way for people to contact you and your team, Tony?
Is they can either contact us over the phone, which is 0425 267 876, or alternatively go to our website, which is www.hvc.org.au. And that goes for people who want to volunteer, but also organisations who may find that they're a little bit stretched, and they could do with an extra pair of hands to help.
Perfect. Tony, great to catch up with you. I'm not surprised that you have been overwhelmed with registrations, but it's nice to be able to celebrate just how giving our community is. So thank you.
Kai, you're more than welcome. You have a lovely day.
Tony Ross, CEO of the Hunter Volunteer Centre, that website, if you think you can help out, if you want to know more about what they do, if you need a bit of help as well, hvc.org.au.